Welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 audio lesson, and we're building a mastering focused blueprint for four shaking low end with that old school jungle, early DNB kind of weight. Think breaks up top, a Reese that's got attitude, and a sub foundation that hits like a system test tone but controlled. Dable, mono, and most importantly, it translates. One quick mindset shift before we touch a single device. This is not a slam at louder chain. This is a make the low end behave so loudness becomes easy chain. In jungle and drum and bass, the bass is basically the lead instrument, and if it's unstable, the limiter ends up deciding your groove for you. We're not letting that happen. By the end, you'll have two things. First, a full master chain that you can drop onto a pre-master. Second, an advanced parallel low-end control rack that lets you dial in sub weight and bass readability without wrecking headroom. Alright, let's start with prep. Because if the mix isn't masterable, mastering turns into damage control. Prep check 1. Mono check your low end. Throw a utility on the master temporarily and hit mono. Now listen, if your bass suddenly hollows out, disappears, or the groove loses power, you've got phase or stereo issues in the low end upstream. Very common causes: detuned layers fighting each other, unison, chorus, stereo wideness on bass, or even reverb returns bleeding into the lows. Here's an even better check, and this is a pro diagnostic move. Do a low only mono check. Put an EQ8 before that utility, and temporarily low pass around 140 Hz. Now mono it again. If the low only mono check collapses worse than the full range mono check, your problems are specifically in bass layering. That's where you go fix it. The bass group, not the master. Prep check 2. Headroom. Before any mastering chain, aim for peaks around -6 dBFS on your master. Not because it's a magic number, but because it gives your processors room to work without immediately clipping, and it keeps you honest about gain staging. Prep check 3. Kick and sub relationship. In jungle and DNB, the kick transient often fights the sub sustain. If the sub ducks in an ugly way or the groove feels like it's breathing randomly, fix your side chain and note lengths in the mix first. A mastering chain can't fix note length chaos. Even changing subtails by 10 to 40 milliseconds can stop the limiter from reacting differently every bar. Prep check 4. Spectrum sanity. Drop spectrum on the master, and don't use it as a vibe meter. Use it like a diagnostic tool. In spectrum, switch to block and slow down the averaging, something like 2 to 5 seconds. You're looking for a stable hill where your fundamental lives, often around 45 to 65 Hz for subs, maybe slightly higher depending on the Reese and the key. You're watching for random spikes below 30 Hz, because that's limiter bait. And you're keeping an eye on 120 to 250 Hz, because that's where warmth turns into fog fast. Now we build the mastering chain. The order matters, because each stage sets up the next stage to work less violently. Device 1. Utility. This is gain staging and stereo safety. Leave gain at 0 for now unless you need to trim. Turn on bass mono and set the frequency to 110 Hz. That's a classic safe zone for DNB. If your bass is super sub-focused, try 90 Hz. Leave width at 100% for now. The reason this is first is simple. Jungle mixes can be wide up top, but the low end has to anchor dead center on real systems. Device 2, EQ8 for surgical cleanup. Not vibe sculpting. Set it to natural mode. Optionally, add a high pass at 20 to 25 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave, only if you actually have rumble or infra nonsense eating headroom. Don't do this just because someone told you to. Then check the low mids. If it's boxy or cloudy, add a bell around 200 to 300 Hz, and cut maybe 1 to 2.5 dB, with a Q around 1.0 to 1.4. Small moves. And if the brakes are ripping your face off, a very gentle dip around 3 to 5kHz, maybe 1 dB, can calm the aggression without killing the snap. The main warning here: too much EQ on the master can kill the glue. Old school jungle wants cohesion and movement, so keep this corrective and minimal. Device 3. Glue compressor. Gentle cohesion, not smashing. Set attack to 10 milliseconds so the kick transient can still punch. Release. Try 0.3 seconds, or just use auto. Auto often behaves nicely on rolling material. Ratio, 2 to 1. Then bring the threshold down until you see about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction in the loudest sections. That's it. You're not trying to pin it. And leave soft clip off for now. We'll clip later on purpose, not accidentally. Device 4. Multiband dynamics. but we're using it like a low band tamer. Keep the default 3 bands. Set the low mid crossover around 120 Hz. Set the mid high crossover around 4.5 kHz. Now solo the low band while you adjust, because if you tweak multiband full range, you'll trick yourself. For the low band, start around a 2:1 ratio. Attack 25 to 40 milliseconds so you don't eat transient punch. Release 120 to 200 milliseconds so it breathes with bass note lengths. Now set the threshold so you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of compression on heavy bass hits. The goal here is not more bass. The goal is containment. You're stopping the sub from randomly jumping into the limiter and causing pumping, especially when the bass line changes notes or the arrangement gets dense. Device 5, saturator for harmonic support. This is a big one for jungle and DNB, because a pure sub can feel insane on a club rig and basically vanish on smaller playback. Choose soft sign or analog clip. Pick by ear. Soft sign can feel rounder. Analog clip can feel more aggressive. Drive, start at 2 to 5 dB. Then compensate the output so you're not just getting fooled by loudness. Turn soft clip on. Optionally enable color, with the bass somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz, but keep it subtle. And here's the pro logic. We saturate after we've controlled the low band, so we're not generating extra harmonic chaos that then triggers more dynamics problems. Device 6, a second EQ8 for tone shaping after saturation. Because saturation changes the harmonic balance, this is where micro moves suddenly make sense. Try a tiny low shelf at 55 to 80 Hz, half a dB to 1 dB if you truly need more chest. Try a tiny high shelf at 8 to 12 kHz for air on brakes, half a dB up to 1.5 dB, but be careful. DNB brightness turns harsh very fast, and harshness makes limiters clamp harder. Device 7. Limiter. Final ceiling and loudness. Set the ceiling to minus 1 dB. It's stream safe, and it tends to keep punch intact. Look ahead at 1 millisecond is fine. Release. Try auto, or set it somewhere around 150 to 300 milliseconds and listen for pumping. In the loudest drop, aim for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. If you're regularly pushing past 4 or 5 dB, don't solve it by forcing the limiter. Go back and improve earlier dynamics, or fix the mix balance. Now, let's add the advanced sauce, the low-end parallel control rack. This is how you get floor-shaking weight while keeping your limiter calm. Insert an auto effect rack right before the final limiter. Inside, create two chains, clean low and harmonics low. On the clean low chain, we're isolating and stabilizing sub energy. First, EQ8 with a low pass at 120 Hz, 24 dB per octave. You're basically carving out a dedicated low band. Then utility, bass mono on, frequency 120 Hz. Set width extremely conservative, like 0 to 50%. Yes, that narrow. This is your foundation. Foundations don't need to be wide. Optionally, add a regular compressor, not glue, and sidechain it from the kick if the kick pattern is consistent. Ratio 2:1. Attack around 15 ms, release 80 to 140 ms, and keep the duck subtle, 1 to 2 dB. The idea is to let the kick speak without the entire master breathing. On the harmonic slow chain, we're building bass audibility for small speakers. Start with EQ8, and band pass it. High pass around 80 to 90 Hz, and low pass around 250 to 350 Hz. Then a saturator on analog clip. Drive it harder, 4 to 8 dB. This chain is meant to be dirtier. Soft clip on. Then utility. Keep width somewhere between 0 and 80%, but generally keep low mids mostly centered. If this chain gets wide in the 150 to 250 zone, the whole mix starts to lose focus. Now blend that harmonics chain quietly under the clean low. You're not trying to hear distortion as a special effect. You're trying to notice that the bass line is still readable when the sub can't be reproduced. Here's a teacher trick. Do a quick laptop or phone speaker simulation by just turning the volume down really low and listening in mono. If the groove still feels heavy, you're winning. If it disappears, bring up the harmonics chain slightly. If it starts to fuzz out your snare, your low pass is too high, or you're blending too much. Now put this rack on macros, because advanced workflows are about fast revisions. Macro 1. Sublevel, map to the clean low chain volume. Macro 2. Bass readability, map to the harmonics low chain volume. Macro 3. Subduck, map to the sidechain threshold or amount if you used it. This stops you from making the classic client revision mistake. More bass and you just crank sub. Destroy headroom and the limiter starts pumping. Now, arrangement-based mastering moves, because jungle is contrast music. Intros, drops, breakdowns, Second drops, they behave differently. First, limiter input or threshold automation. Subtle. Often the drop needs half a dB to 1.5 dB less push than the intro, because the drop has more low-end density and will trigger pumping faster. Second, automate the harmonics chain. In breakdowns, you can often add a tiny bit more harmonics so the bass still feels present under pads and atmosphere. In the busiest break plus bass moments, back it off slightly so you don't clog the mid-range. Third, width automation, but only above the low end. If you want that wide 90s break feel, widen the highs, not the lows. A good method is a top-only widen rack. One chain stays mono safe and disciplined, the other chain high-passes at 2 to 4 kHz and gets widened to 120 to 160%. Blend it. The trick is not pulling 200 to 500 Hz outward. Common mistakes to avoid, quickly, because these are the ones that ruin translation. Stereo sub bass, huge in headphones, gone on rigs. Use bass mono, over-limiting instead of controlling low-end dynamics. That's how you get pumping and smeared kicks. Too much 200 to 350 Hz. You think it's chest, but it's often mud, and your break loses snap. Saturating the full mix too hard. You wanted a bass harmonics, but you got crispy hats and crunchy snares. And not referencing. Always a slash B against one or two trusted jungle or DNB references, level matched.